MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm Jane with Stephen Rosenberg. He's CEO of Sanlam Alternative Investments. Stephen, appreciate the time today. I suppose let's kick off sort of a broad question around Sanlam and their role in the alternative investment space and how you got involved in the particular space of alternative investments.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Simon. Yeah, so Sanlam Alternative Investments is part of the Sanlam Investment Group. And alternative investments is actually a key part of a group like Sanlam, in the sense that alternative investment as an asset class, apart from the huge impact that it contributes to the world, which I'll get into, it is also a long-term asset class. And we as a life insurance company, as part of a life insurance company, Sanlam Group, are a long-term investor in these type of assets. So whether it be infrastructure projects or renewable energies, you know, whether it be hospitals or whether it be educational institutions or whether it be lending money or an equity investment, we're a long-term investor in a whole range of these different type of investments. And that would be for our annuity portfolios or our pension fund investments or our long-term liabilities. So we're a natural investor. But it's a very important part of our business. I mean, our business is the alternatives business. We want to, you know, our purpose, we see ourselves as a business which wants to help build African continent and make a sustainable difference in, you know, those economies in which we operate. And it's so key because, you know, as you know, Sanlam is the biggest non-banking financial institution on the continent. We operate in 27 countries in Africa plus India. And, you know, we have a long history of strong risk management and governance. So for us, it's a key investment. And as a key investor, because of who we are, we feel that that's a competitive advantage as well for us in terms of attracting third-party investors to co-invest with us.
And I take your point. And you mentioned two things. So I was going to follow up to say, what's the attraction of sort of alternative investments? You know, is it the uncorrelated returns? Is it the impact? But you mentioned it is around impact. And it is around long-term. As you say, you're a long-term insurer. It meets that need and gets you away. You know, markets can be wild places. This is a sort of a different psychology investing in alternatives. You don't get daily pricing. You don't get daily mark-to-market. You're going to chat with management. You're going to get the cash flows rather than worry about day-to-day.
Yeah, so I think there's a few points that go with that. On one level, and this is a key part of, you know, those type of investors which are prepared to, you know, lock away money for 10 years, although there is often more liquidity than attached to these type of assets. So you would normally expect to get a little bit of a slightly higher return than what you would get in the more listed type of asset. And as you say, there's a significant diversification. You're getting access to assets that you wouldn't otherwise be able to get access to. But that liquidity premium is quite an important component for the likes of a life company or a long-term investor like a pension fund. You know, you don't need access to funds so readily, so you're able to invest in these type of assets and gain a slightly better return, which compounded over many years can make quite a significant impact on the lives of pensioners and policyholders. But the other big attraction is obviously, as you mentioned, the impact. I mean, many of our funds, many of our products, and many of our investments, not only are they making a big contribution to the climate, we have a business within our alternative asset manager, within our alternative investments business called Climate Fund Managers, which is both in the Netherlands and South Africa, well, also various other places in the world like Singapore and Bogota. But the point is that it's a climate fund investor. It's making a huge impact in renewable energy projects, in solar, in water, in hydrogen. So it's part of the Just Energy Transform key initiatives, the hydrogen project that they're looking at now in Namibia and in South Africa. But then also in terms of the creation of jobs, a lot of our private equity and our private debt businesses have created a significant amount of jobs. We've got a beef business called Cavalier, which is a business which provides a lot of the meat for most of the meat for Woolworths. And it's created hundreds of jobs since we've invested. And we play a strategic role in these businesses. And I think that goes towards the investment return. You play such a significant role in the strategy of these businesses. You're really involved at board level, at strategy level.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make a difference in these businesses, which is often significantly more than what you might see in the listed space, where you would buy a business based on public information and then you sell it when you think the time is right. You're using your expertise and you're adding value where often some of these businesses may not have. And that certainly happened in a lot of the debt deals where we've contributed, you know, where we've lent money.
And I take your point. I take your point particularly about sort of the impact you can have. You buy a listed company, kind of like an AGM, you get there once a year and you can vote on a few issues. Here, much more hands-on. You also talk around liquidity, and it makes me think that, again, typically in investment, I'm looking to realize a traditional investment by exiting. In the alternative space, is it actually more about the cash flow, perhaps? Particularly, I'm thinking in infrastructure sort of things, whether it be a hospital, a renewable energy, or a school. Cash flow rather than exits?
Yeah, it typically is around the cash flows more than the exits, but there is obviously a pressure on, you know, for example, a private equity fund, it's mm-hmm. a 10-year fund, you've got quite a strong, definite plan around
yeah.
when you raise your funds, when you will invest them, and when you will exit. You know, good managers will plan their purchase along with the plan of their exit, if you know what I mean. They'll
yeah.
have an exit plan. They'll have a whole strategy around when to do what and how, and to make sure they're out by the end of 10 years for their investors. And often it's a plan which is done with the business you buy, and you incentivize it on that basis as well, even with the company you're buying, yeah.
I take that. You sort of go in with the whole plan and strategy you worked. We'll leave it there. That's Stephen Rosenberg. He's
yes.
CEO of Sanlam Alternative Investments. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.